just saw it.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'll be chairing the fire committee agenda for today. On behalf of our normal chairman, Councilmember Ritchie, my name is Howard Chapman, and next item on the agenda after call for order is approval of the minutes from the
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes for the December 6th fire committee meeting. Any discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All those in favor of approval of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Like sign. Okay. Cool. Next item is public comments. We have 2 minutes for any individual wanting to make public comments at the fire committee meeting. Anyone want to make public comments? Seeing none, we'll move on to item 4, budget review for fiscal year 2023. Mr. DeMora.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chapman, members of committee. Good afternoon. If you'll go ahead and move towards the fire tab in your budget, it's page 53. First line item there is salaries. We're proposing that it be increased 5.4%. That includes the wage adjustments you made last year, and also has room in there for pay increases this coming year, July 1st as well. No new positions are called for in this budget. I know that there is talk at times about personnel, and so the chief and I have prepared the slide in front of you. And actually, why don't we take a minute, if it's okay with you, sir, to talk about staffing and
go ahead.
Go on to other items.
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Sure. So just a recap of what we've done to address staffing over the past 3 or 4 years. In 2019 budget year, as you remember, we added 6 captain positions, additional captains to be on our ladder trucks to service supervisory positions. That was the first 6. And then in the fiscal year 2020, we were awarded the SAFER grant. That was an additional 6 positions. And with those 12 positions, that allows us to, when we're fully staffed, bring up our staffing to a minimum of 4 per day on 4 of our 8 fire suppression apparatus. So we're halfway there at that 4 per day goal under the NFPA. Last year we did apply for the SAFER grant again and we weren't awarded it, but we will continue to look for that grant and apply for it. So since 2019, we've gone up 12 additional positions, gone from 122 to 134 on the floor, and currently have 12 personnel in our recruit school. So recruiting following COVID is really strong. We have a really good class going through, and they're scheduled to graduate in June, which will, you know, help our numbers as well with those vacancies that we have. Happy to answer any questions on that, but just a quick overview on what we've done.
Any questions, members of the committee? Mr. Rambo.
So once these 12 new firefighters are added in June, where does that leave our number of vacancies or our vacancy rate, turnover rate?
Yes, sir. So with the 12, we'd be about 3 vacancies. And we're projecting to possibly do another class in the fall. So we're looking at it now that we're coming out of COVID and people are really looking for jobs again. We had a little bit of difficulty just recruiting during that time. People didn't want to travel. But now it's the interest is strong. We were at Wanda this past week looking at talking to seniors. So with the 12, we'll be down 3, but projecting just through normal attrition, maybe a few for the rest of the year, then kind of staying ahead of it and doing another class soon.
Okay.
Any other questions? Proceed.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Chief. Last Wednesday during the budget overview, mentioned the impact of inflation on several of our products here, equipment. You're seeing it here in the uniform line item of the fire department budget. We're seeing a 21% increase in that. That amounts to about just under $50,000. Outside of the operating budget, I want to take you to what's being proposed on the capital side, which is where I think a good portion of the action is for next year. I mentioned the ladder truck that we're asking you to please consider advancing 1 year. We were scheduled to replace a ladder truck, not this coming fiscal year, but the '24 fiscal year. Delay in the supply chain is about 18 months to get a ladder truck, and so we can afford to order it early. We'd like to do that. Costs are escalating at the same time. A fully stocked ladder truck costs about $1.6 million for us. It used to be about a year or so back, they're about 1.4, 1.45, so the time is right to do that, and we'd appreciate, it's in this budget, so your successful passage of this budget would allow us to do that. That is really it on the equipment side. If you go back, though, into the capital asset fund tab, and let's see here, if I can find it, page 122. You know our capital assets are broken into several categories, not just large capital and not just maintenance and repair, but also asset replacement. And on page 122, there's four items involving the fire department: breathing apparatus replacement at $80,000, cardiac monitors at $45,000, all the way down to new imaging cameras. So I wanted to point that out in the budget. We do have money in our CIP. You may have it with you, but that was a larger book we spoke of at the retreat for the renovation and expansion of Fire Station 7, and I know Chief can elaborate more on that if necessary. And also, we're trying to get there with improvements to the public safety training facility. We're piecing that together, but well on our way, so thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. And this completes the fire service budget, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Any further questions of the committee on the fire service budget? Ms. Corley?
Eric, where are those funds on the budget? I've been looking for them, the one to redo the training facility.
That's in our CIP, and that's a separate booklet.
Okay.
That's right. Our capital asset, that's right. But that was in there. Matter of fact, I have a copy of it here.
How much was it again?
What's that?
How much was it again?
I have it right here. Let's see. We have the total amount budgeted at $8 million.
Nice, sweet, okay.
And this year, we're programming, with your approval, $3.8 million of that amount.
Okay. And it was...
Mr. Rambo, did you have a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Move to approve the fire department budget, general and capital fund.
Second.
And that's to recommend approval to...
Correct.
Town council. Okay. Motion made and seconded to recommend approval of the fire service budget to town council. Any discussion? Hearing none, move forward to a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that completes the fire committee meeting.
Thank you.
Adjourn.
Thank you.